Jason Karlowish reviews Margaret Locke's The Alzheimer Conundrum, here on Making Sense of Alzheimer's.
In 2002, Margaret Locke, a medical anthropologist at McGill University, started work on a book about the social implications of genetic testing for complex diseases. She chose Alzheimer's disease as her case study. Locke soon discovered that she had stepped into a far more complex and controversial situation. She observes how, among experts, the very category of Alzheimer's disease was being subjected to questioning, and possibly category fragmentation or reshuffling was in the air, making for a plethora of unknowns. Locke set out to explore these unknowns. She interviewed leading Alzheimer's disease researchers, attended their conferences, and read their papers. She conducted ethnographic interviews with clinicians, patients, and their caregivers. The result is The Alzheimer's Conundrum, an ambitious dissection of a vexing problem. Despite several decades of research, dementia remains a very real and devastating problem, and the causes of the most common form, Alzheimer's disease, remain elusive. Notably, the claim that the disease is distinct from aging is increasingly unstable. This conundrum has clear implications for what the United States should do to prevent Alzheimer's disease. Although Margaret Locke writes chapters and section titles such as An Imperialism of Probabilities and Embodied Risk Made Visible to suggest an academic and jargon-filled science and technology study, The Alzheimer's Conundrum is an engaging read that, while quite granular in its detail, is never dry. The book begins with the basic premise that medical research proceeds according to a model of disease. The dominant disease model that Alzheimer's researchers use defines disease as the effects of distinct entities, as in how the tuberculosis bacillus causes TB. In the case of diseases of the brain, this means that localized pathologies or lesions explain a patient's symptoms in the manner that a stroke in the motor cortex leads to corresponding limb weakness. In the particular case of Alzheimer's disease, the pathology that has captured researchers' attention is plaques of beta amyloid. What follows is an overview of the 20th century history of Alzheimer's disease that led to this consolidation of opinion around the amyloid cascade hypothesis. Subsequent chapters review how biomarker measures that are expanding the disease category into mildly impaired or even asymptomatic stages have also destabilized the tight link between pathology and disease. Locke goes on to examine the efforts of genome-wide association studies, big data projects that she argues have expanded the facts about Alzheimer's disease without concomitant progress in understanding its causes. Locke clearly summarizes, synthesizes, and critiques the results from research in molecular biology, genetics, neuroimaging, and epidemiology. This work is supported by researchers' candid and sometimes vivid reflections on the state of affairs. She's a keen observer of her subjects' language and behaviors, how some have described those findings that did not fit their models as junk, trash, or garbage, and how others have stepped outside the lab as rock stars of science, performing The Times They Are Changing with Aerosmith's Joe Perry on Capitol Hill. Locke has discovered that the dominant concept of Alzheimer's disease is, in fact, fragile. Plaque accumulation does not map onto a lesion-based disease model. Reducing the cause of Alzheimer's disease to amyloid or other molecules ignores research showing that many older adults have brains filled with pathology, but they live disease-free lives. Alzheimer's disease and aging are not distinct boxes in a periodic table. They are instead neighboring territories separated by man-made borders. The book concludes with an ambitious summary of studies in epigenetics, genomics, and epidemiology, whose results suggest that the many genes and molecules linked to Alzheimer's disease are in a dynamic interaction with both their cellular and external environments. This, she argues, supports an alternative model of disease, an entanglement theory that sees the aging brain and the world in a disrupted equilibrium, which, she argues, compels researchers to move from conceptualizing Alzheimer's disease as caused by problems in the brain alone to a problem of the person in their environment, social, and political milieus. The Alzheimer's Conundrum arrives at an auspicious time. The United States has committed itself to preventing Alzheimer's disease by 2025. This research supports partnerships among academics, the National Institutes of Health, and pharmaceutical companies whose goals is to discover targeted molecular diagnostics and therapeutics. Good data support these studies, But the Alzheimer's conundrum suggests that efforts are needed, efforts such as the Center for Disease Control's Healthy Brain Initiative. These will increase our odds of success.
Right for red and left hand.